This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Retired Marine Colonel Eric Hastings used to dream about fly fishing when he was in Vietnam. In 1969, he returned home to Montana and went quickly to the water. He says the time he spent on that river healed him. Now he helps a new generation of soldiers recover. Fly fishing is a way to engage in a fight, but then let the creature go unharmed. Sabrina Lee is a director and producer of a documentary film, Not Yet Begun to Fight. It follows five soldiers learning to cope and learning to fly fish. The film is screening this Thursday, February 20th at 7:30 at Full Frame Theater in Durham. And Sabrina joins us right now. Sabrina, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Tell us about this fly fishing program that veterans are participating in.
Sure. Retired Marine Colonel Eric Hastings, as you said, when he came back from Vietnam, that was his salvation. And about 10 years ago, it dawned on him that if it provided such tremendous healing to him, that perhaps that was something he could share with this new generation of veterans returning. And he's done just that.
Tell us about his reflections on this. I mean, you know, so we can all imagine being out there. Anybody who's seen fly fishing can understand how, you know, fundamentally relaxing it is. But he must have had an insight that there was something therapeutic about this for people who are struggling with post-traumatic stress. What was the insight for him?
Sure. He makes the remark in the film that for those who have been trained to kill, to take a fragile fish in their hands and instead of killing it, eating it, gently placing it back into the water and restoring it is a transformative experience. And that in some ways it perhaps helps to undo some of what combat has done to them. And I think he recognized that to heal psychologically at that fragile stage when they're trying to reenter society is just as critical as all of the physical therapy they're going to have to endure.
Well, and it recognizes, too, I think, something that we don't often think about in post-traumatic stress, that on the one hand, there's the danger. Living in mortal danger is something that can traumatize all of us. But we also have to come to terms with perhaps some of the destruction that we ourselves have caused. And I think that's the fascinating insight that you put your finger on in his observation and why this works so well. I'd like to hear a clip, actually, right now, Colonel Hastings talking about his insights and the effect of the river on him.
You know, this this river healed me. To watch this kid come up here and be able to do that. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. That's a privilege to be a part of that.
Colonel Hastings, and he is the featured performer, I guess, the character and the subject of a film called Not Yet Begun to Fight that screens on February 20th at Full Frame here in Durham. So, Sabrina, tell us more about his coming to terms, because you said it was really years before he realized this could be helpful to other people as well, right?
That's right. I think that after 9/11, actually, he hoped to re-enlist, and they told him that he was too old. And he did some soul-searching. A lot of that was done along the river, as it turned out, and he felt like this was something that he could do to make a positive contribution.
And interestingly enough, when he returned from Vietnam, that was 1969, there was nobody diagnosing post-traumatic stress disorder or syndrome as such, right? So how much did the lack of medical attention, psychological attention that he received play into his decision to try to develop his own program?
I think it's a fair statement that it did quite a bit. And I think to some degree, that's why this program works so well, because he is acutely aware, personally aware of what that feels like and how for some of the veterans, they're not so willing to talk about their experience nor talk about perhaps what are the symptoms of PTSD. And so he is somebody with whom they can have a real conversation about their experience, and he is compassionate, and he is somebody who will take action. He will, if they share with him that they're experiencing something that he feels like needs more attention, he might be inclined to let somebody know back home at the military hospital where they are that perhaps there's something that could be addressed there.
Well, one veteran in particular in your film was struggling with an injury that made him feel that he had lost some of his masculinity. Let's hear from Blake.
Here you are. You're this Marine officer. You know, I've been a bush pilot. I've been in the military since I was 18. I used to play football. I've been a crew chief for a labor gang before. You know, I've done manly things, for lack of a better word, for most of my life. And now you're a wheelchair.
That's a clip from Not Yet Begun to Fight, screening February 20th at 7:30, full frame in Durham. Sabrina Lee is the director, and she is on the phone with me right now. Tell us about, you know, you talked about the colonel who has agreed to do this and make people feel comfortable. What was it like for you as a filmmaker to sort of gain the trust of these veterans?
You know, it was certainly an interesting exercise because this was not the typical pre-production preparation. We didn't choose our subjects. Literally the day before we flew to San Diego and started shooting, we received a list of 5 injured veterans with a tiny photo of each of them and no backstory, no sense of where we were headed. So the planning stage really consisted of what were probably some unfounded speculations about where we could take this. When we showed up at the hospital with cameras and releases, the truth is that they were pretty apprehensive. And I think the only reason they agreed to be in the film was that they believed that the film might in some way help other vets. In fact, they actually told me as much. They were not eager to talk with us.
I want you to finish that thought, but I do have to say it is interesting that they'd been through this process. They'd certainly learned to trust Colonel Hastings and been through this program, and yet again, it just shows that this is so deep and so layered that it does take even a different kind of bonding for an outsider like you to come in and actually make a film like this.
It does. I think what it also tells us, though, is that if people have a story to tell, in large part, they want to tell it. And I think once they realized that we were not going to exploit them, they were on board with it. And as the week progressed, they certainly opened up even more and ultimately exposed us to their experiences and
Well, some of them very, very personal, too. And I wonder if at any point in the process you had to turn your cameras off in order to make people feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's actually a great question. The very first night that they arrived in Montana, we were at the ranch and we had a sound crew and 3 cameras, and we could tell that they were just overwhelmed and they didn't want us to be there. And my co-director, Shasta Grenier, and I decided to put the cameras back in the truck and just go spend the evening with them, just hang out, get to know them, and probably equally importantly, allow them to get to know us. And the next morning, I remember having a moment where I recognized that that had been a really good call because I could see that they were happy to see us, and they were very willing to talk. So, to be sure.
Tell us about the process itself in the program. I mean, is it about just about fly fishing? Colonel Hastings take them out there and show them how to make the flies and catch fish. What all is involved in the program itself?
Well, it is 6 days, and there's a lot of fly fishing in those 6 days. But the colonel and anybody involved with the program, and actually the program requires pretty much hundreds of volunteers to make it work. There are cooks and people driving vans. I think what helps solidify that program is the sense of community that the veterans feel. They feel embraced. They feel loved. And one of the board members jokes that they could be shucking corn and the results would be close to the same, because so much of this is about just extending a hand.
And I wonder what your thought was, because as I was watching that it occurred to me as well, and it echoed a sentiment that I had, that it was less about fly fishing and more about the fact that people were together, although they were bonded over something that clearly was very important to Colonel Hastings and something that he held dear and was passionate about.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's interesting to look at the five of them, and they certainly take to fly fishing differently. There are a couple of them who seem to just enjoy the peace of being out in the mountains and on the river and being in nature and away from combat and away from too many people. One of the youngest vet who was part of the program, he is now a maniacal fly fisher. He's got so much fly equipment and spends all of his free time on the river. So it definitely varies depending on the individual, but I think that the program's doing something right.
Well, I want to hear another clip from the film, one of the veterans. This is Mark.
I still struggle with people as a whole. Thinking, you know, it can be very difficult for me at times to remember and think that there is a side to humanity that isn't vile and cruel. Because I've seen what one human being can do to another willingly, and it's disgusting.
I think that's an important element, too, in the film, is that this is not a miracle cure. This is one effort to deal with a very complicated and deep set of issues.
Yes, and Mark was probably the most reticent among the five, and to see him really embrace the program and recognize what it meant to be part of that community at the end of the week was, I think, very, very satisfying for the Colonel, for sure.
Did making this film give you any ideas for what we can do in this community to support returning veterans?
It certainly did, and that question can be answered in a number of ways. The film is about the impact of war, and in a broader sense, it's probably about the journey to recovery. But I think I'm hoping that the film creates a space for asking questions, honest questions, about how we can respond compassionately. That's what occurs to me. It's what is an innate human response to this situation, and how can we, with compassion, respond in a way that's appropriate to allow them to forge a new identity in these extreme and difficult circumstances.
Well, Sabrina, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Sabrina Lee is the director and producer of the documentary film Not Yet Begun to Fight. It is screening for free this Thursday, February 20th at 7:30, Full Frame Theater in Durham. And that's our program for today. Thanks for listening. You can go to our website anytime for the details that we have talked about on this program, stateofthings.org, a program produced by Laura Lee, Nicole Campbell, Megan Modafferi. Robin Copley is the technical director. Brent Wolf is the news director. And this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.